If he were to win, though, I wonder how that sets the style for relations between Australia and the United States. If you've got the new president having been described as a slug by one of our parliaments, a revolting slug.
Well, it's the upper house of the New South Wales Parliament. I don't think august chamber though it is, that their judgment will feature prominently in the considerations of the American people.
One of your own senior ministers, Josh Frydenberg, has repeated his description of Donald Trump today as a dropkick. What about that?
Well, look, it's for others to run these commentaries. I'm the Prime Minister of Australia.
Well, yeah, but he's one of your senior ministers. Were you telling him to pull his head in?
He is. My focus is on government. My focus is on delivering for the people of Australia. And that's what we've been doing this week. And as you know, we got our CFA-led...
Can we get to that in a moment? But
sure.
Really, I mean, you've got a senior minister doing what you're saying you won't do. Do you carpet him or not?
Neil, I'm not going to engage in a... I know you would... Look, Neil, you and I know that Donald Trump's remarks, a number of them, have been met with condemnation. They have appalled people. They have disgusted people. They have been rightly described as loathsome. They've been condemned. Now that's the fact. Having said all of that, as your Prime Minister, it's my job to lead this nation and do so in our engagement with other countries in a manner that respects their own internal democratic processes. So I am not going to... go any further into engaging in the US elections.
I'm asking you about one of your front benches. Will you carpet him for describing Donald Trump as a dropkick? And I doubt whether he knows what that means.
Well,
it's quite obscene.
Neil, I'm not going to run a commentary on my colleagues in that regard.
I'd suggest, Mr. Frydenberg, look up what dropkick means. That's the only thing I'd suggest to him. On to something else.